Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan. No rain.
That's good.
Blind melon, huh? Blind melon. Gone too soon.
Acid. Actually, I don't know. I think it was heroin, actually. Their lead singer passed away on. Fool. What is it? This video, the ladies in a bee costume
running through
the field. Blind melon. Gosh, what's the name of that song?
No Rain.
No Rain. That's it. Yeah. Duh. Okay. There we are.
Here's a trick you can play on somebody from the Twitter account, formerly X. I like food at Messed Up Foods. I turn hot dog water into ice cubes for guests I don't like.
Oh, God. Tough.
That's awesome.
We're going to bring up a little bit of this kind of comparison, but this is for you Broadway nerds. Tom Felton. Draco Malfoy played in the movie of Harry Potter. He's going to reprise the role in Harry Potter on Broadway.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So he can sing? I would think so.
Yeah. There you go.
But speaking of Harry Potter, Voldemort. Show me his face. He had, some things to say about what we want to see maybe in growing the game, like we had talked about earlier. This was on Breakfast Ball on FS1 with Shalareth, Craig Carton, and Danny Parkins. And they were talking to Adam Silver the other day about what the NBA could do moving forward.
But what about the concept of USA versus the world? Is that something that we will see possibly next year as you continue to try to tinker with the weekend?
Yes. So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star Game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season we'll be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star Game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot of attention to what the NHL did with the...
Which was a huge success.
The Frozen Four that they had was awesome.
It was great.
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success. I mean, those games, USA, Serbia, USA, France.
I love watching it.
And by the way, to your point about the European style, a more physical style of basketball, a 40-minute game, which I won't reference again.
You love the 40-minute game.
I just said it happened to be a 40-minute game in the Olympics.
But we're not
changing it. But I think that's another example.
I like the 40-minute game myself, too. I think most fans would probably like the 40-minute game, right?
Agreed.
I like the Olympic style of basketball that I watched last year. Fun style of basketball. Are they going to do USA versus the world Olympic style basketball and use the FIBA rules as opposed to the NBA rules? Because if they did that, now you're giving fans something really different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of sports fans saw some of the Olympics that went on, but they were at weird times. We're, you know, we work weird hours, so a game at noon is perfect for us. It's not perfect for most of the world, you know, to see a noon game or something like that. So I don't know how much was truly consumed by the sports fan, but let's say it just wasn't consumed by the sports fan. The NBA now has an opportunity in arguably the best TV time slot you can be in during the Olympics when everybody's watching. You're setting yourself up. Afternoon game now as well. Olympics before, leading into you, and then Olympics after. If you can't capture more people just by placement of the game and TV channel of the game, then obviously people aren't going to be interested in that. So you've got the you've got the perfect slotting for this All-Star game. You've got really the perfect format for this All-Star game. I think we've all seen us versus the world is good. We like that, right? People like that. No matter what country you're in, you versus the world is fun. And so the NBA has an opportunity to play during Olympic coverage, now expose us to something different that we haven't seen. Let us see this different style of basketball, make it FIBA rules, Olympic rules, and now you're playing the USA versus the world. Man, I like it. I like the thinking. I like the thought process behind that. That's kind of an exciting way to do it, and I just hope they do the FIBA rules. Go full bore different than everything else, and give us something unique that we can kind of latch onto. 40-minute game, wider lanes, more physical.
Different ball.
All in on this. Different ball, the whole nine yards,
Love it. Yeah, I think it's great. You know, sometimes we make sports too difficult, right?
Oh, God,
We overthink these things. Just listen. This is what people liked. You can look at what people were talking about when it was the Olympics or when you've seen other sports kind of do this. They talked about hockey. I mean, people can cling on to a country versus a different country, or the world versus a sport that the U.S. is supreme in for now, like basketball. It's just so easy to find a sort of a grip, a sort of your perspective of, okay, this player I'm going to cling on to, or this player, or this storyline, or, oh, these two guys play together, and now they're going to be facing off in this big game. There's so many different narratives you can go along with this. Sometimes you just got to listen to the fans. This is easy.
This is easy.
Good job by the NBA.
So let me ask you this, and I do mean this sincerely. Are we still the best country for basketball?
Right now, overall, yes.
Yeah, but it's...
That is going to fade.
Who's close? France is number two.
France,
Greece,
really close. Serbia, really close.
Spain used to be.
Spain's up there.
Australia is always good. But yeah.
But like who's our biggest competitor right now? It is France, right?
France. Okay. Canada and France.
Yeah, and so you've got it closer than it's ever been. And we say, and because we're arrogant, like, oh, it's the United States versus the world, and I ask you, are we still the best? If you would have said to me, no, we're not, I would have responded back and go, but we're still expected to win. And that's the cool thing about it, right?
It's true.
Everybody in the United States is rooting for us. Everybody outside the United States will be rooting for the world, regardless if that world team is better than the United States team. If the world team wins, I think anyway, and again, my opinion, it will still be viewed as an upset. Do you guys feel that way or am I wrong?
If the world were to beat... I think it'd still be viewed as an upset. I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore. I don't think it would be the case. The world will have the better team.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think the because somebody did a comparison yesterday of the top five Americans versus the top five world, and you got SGA. People forget Canada. He's on that team.
Yep.
Giannis is on that team. Luka.
Jokic.
Dude. So that's why I'm asking.
Gobert's on that team.
If we do not win USA versus the world, while not an upset technically because of the players that are playing for the world, it will be looked as an upset. So it's a no win for us. Yeah,
it's not as drastic as baseball, but go watch the World Baseball Classic, right? Like, United States will get there, but it's always like Japan, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, you know, Puerto Rico. Like, those are the big, big, like, squads.
I think it's safe to say, though, baseball is better, though, in different places around the world than it is in the United States, right?
I mean, yeah, but again, like, I don't know if it's as, I mean, it's tough because we'd have to sit here for 10 minutes and build your United States team, and you would hear the United States team be like, holy cow. I mean, you'd have Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr.
And those are, that's just your start.
That's like your, that'd be your like 1-2, right? You'd have Lindor would be on that team. You'd have, you know, a lot of big talent like we had when they played against Japan and it was Shohei versus Trout in the championship finale.
Right.
But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, France is on their way. I mean, they've had back-to-back years. The number one pick in the NBA draft has been from France.
And that's why I asked you if we're still leading the world in basketball, because when was the last time we had somebody selected in the NBA draft that any American knew who they were.
Yeah, Zion Williamson.
You know, like, because we always watch these kids in college. We're not paying attention to what's going on in the world, but the rest of the NBA is, which is obviously what they should be doing. Mm-hmm. But as, you know, Americans, because we're so pigheaded, like, if they didn't play college basketball, we don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. You start to look at the, that's why I ask, are we still on top? Or do we have to approach it differently? Is the United States better than the world? Not just better than one country, right? Because, yeah, we're better than France, and we're probably collectively better than Spain, and probably collectively better than Serbia. Yeah. But when you factor in all of the world versus the United States,
they're
better than us, right?
Much, yes, yeah. for sure. And, yeah, eventually one country will be able to surpass or at least be equal
In our lifetimes, do you think?
I think so, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's it going to take?
For the other, I mean.
Like, what would it take? How can France pass the United States?
I mean, they're getting better. The United States isn't improving. Their young talent is getting worse. I mean, it just is.
If you look at pick in the draft this year is coming for the United States.
Thank God. They need him to work out. You know, a few years ago it was Zion Williamson. That didn't work out. John
Zion's in some trouble, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, right? Did something happen on Friday where he got in a little bit of trouble, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard the latest, but yeah, there's some alleged.
Oh, you missed that one over the weekend where he's being alleged of all this stuff?
Yes, I saw
that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, I just haven't seen anything since the alleged, of that happened. But yeah, I mean, the easiest way I've heard it explained is in Europe, the youth practice 5 or 6 times a week. In the U.S., the youth play 5 or 6 times a week.
The other thing, too, is that the youth in the United States is not as on the come as the youth in the world.
You're absolutely right about
that. Whereas, like, you're phasing out LeBron, Steph, Durant, all those great players. Now, again, I know you have Ant, right? Like, but you want Ant or you want SGA? Who's in the finals? You want Halliburton or you want SGA, right? Like, that will lead into that here. But I mean, look, your starting five would be the hardest starting five to pick for the world. Like, you literally look at you, like you said, Luka, Jokic, SGA. I mean, Giannis.
Yep. Wimby.
Wimby was in there. I mean, yeah, Rudy Gobert's in there. He's a rebounding freak.
Yep. And the other thing about the foreign players coming to the United States, they've got to change their entire way of playing the game.
Yes.
And they're doing that and still coming over here and having themselves a time.
They're bringing in that damn flop.
The U.S. has been trying to just hold on to their athleticism. We are overall more like skilled and athletic, but the fundamentals of basketball, Europe and the world has that in spades.
Oh yeah, of course. We don't have any basketball IQ. That's why I go back to my 3-point line. We just sit around and shoot the 3-point shot. There's no basketball IQ whatsoever, and these guys don't know how to play. And that's why that was kind of touch and go there in the Olympics for a while. And obviously the talent always rises to the top in those situations, but we're not that far away from the talent being as even as it's ever been over the world. And you mentioned something about the players in France practice 5 days a week and the United States players play 5 days a week. I saw something on Twitter this morning very similar to that, and I think they were talking about baseball, and it wasn't sports specific. It was like, we in the United States don't work on the fundamentals with these kids anymore. We just throw them out there and they just play games. And they think that they're on this traveling, they're just going to go out there and play. I was talking to my buddy Joe last night, whose daughter Charlie we talk about, good basketball player out in Eastern Jackson County, and he's talking about all the lessons and stuff that they have to take on top of playing on the team, because you still need to work on those fundamentals of playing these sports.
Exactly.
And if you don't have these fundamentals down, then you're not going to be any good. And if these other countries are working on that kind of stuff, they're kind of getting the jump on us,
And not to, in the 90s, you'd know better than I, Bob, but the whole rap on European play, they're soft.
Soft.
They're soft. That's not the case
anymore. Really, in my era of the NBA when I was a kid, right? Basically, you are a little bit younger than you, probably about 10 years younger than where you were at this point in time. Drazen Petrovic was the guy, right? Okay. And he was a net and shooter. So you just always assumed, because we're idiots, that everybody from overseas was just going to be a shooter.
Yep.
Drazen is one of those guys, too, who I wish never passed away. I would have loved to see what would have played out ultimately with his career. But then it just flipped, and the guys just became better basketball players worldwide. I think worldwide they said, hey, this is a sport we can really dominate in. Mm-hmm. And the world is taking control. I don't know if the world will ever dominate in football. I think that'll always be one that is here, but the world dominates in soccer. The world's dominating in baseball. The world's dominating in basketball and hockey right now. It's a good time to be a sports fan worldwide. I mean, this is going to be fun, man. And I hope there is competition. I hope it's not USA 150 World 70 or something like that. Like, I hope we get an unbelievable epic game that both sides are bought into, because if the players are bought in like they were in hockey, the fans are going to be bought in.
You think Baltimore's in Oklahoma tonight for the finals game one? Has to be, right?
It has to be.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I get it. Too. Really small market teams, but for the fan of the sport, I think that they will be in tuned into this game, obviously, because it is game one of the finals. I love the finals. Again, I like the Stanley Cup finals. I like the World Series, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. And I love the NBA finals. I think the NBA has one of the best trophies of sports. I love the offsetting basketball and the hoop and all that sort of stuff.
That is a good one, yes.
But I think there's a big, huge advantage in tonight's game. Is SGA willing to be the face of the league? And is Halliburton willing to be the heel of the league?
Mm.
Because if he can go out there and play heel status and be that guy that he was against New York, hitting the choker when he thought he hit the three, when it was really a two, but they end up beating New York and advancing, his father helps with his heel role. I mean,
yeah.
If the father wasn't around, would he be the heel, though?
I mean, he'd still have some of those,
some of this moments,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But he really has these little sayings he can do at the end of games. He has this charisma that leans kind of bad guy in the NBA. I'd love to see him take that next step into that role. He's on the main stage. And then again, this is SGA. You're the up-and-coming superstar MVP. Some people think you flop too much to get calls. Some people think your skill set is unmatched. I'm really interested to see which comes out of this series, because I do truly believe Oklahoma City wins in no more than five or no less than five. I don't know what I'm saying. I think that the most it could go is five.
Yes.
But I think what they will do is sweep. I just think Oklahoma City could have been there last year. Yeah. They had a hiccup in the Western Conference Finals last year against Luka. He goes to the finals and loses to Jason Tatum in Boston. But again, Oklahoma City got to the Western Conference Finals last year. They got to the finals this year. It seems like it's their team, their time. They've drafted well. Their talent's been drafted. Like, they have everything they need. Can SGA take it to the next level, put on a show to where he goes, that's the guy? And then can Halliburton be that guy where it's Draymond's phasing out? He ain't the heel, or he's losing that heel status. Can Halliburton move in and be like, you know what? That's a garbage team. We beat him in the regular season. Let's beat him now. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I think this is going to be the most intriguing, most paid attention to NBA finals from an executive standpoint. And what I mean by that is we've got two small markets, right? Sports fans have told us forever, we just want parity in sports. We want everybody to have a chance to win a championship. You've got that in the NBA. Do you really want that? Mm. Because everybody has always said, I'm tired of the Yankees, I'm tired of the Dodgers. Which was the biggest World Series ratings?
Yep, Yankees-Dodgers.
In the last 10 years, right, or whatever it was, Yankees-Dodgers got the biggest number we've seen in the World Series in more than a decade. It was Yankees versus Dodgers. Nobody wants the Yankees. Nobody wants the Dodgers. Biggest rating in more than a decade. Everybody wants parity in sports. We want to root for the little guy. We have got that here. We have got what sports fans have allegedly said they wanted, right? Parity in sports. You've got parity. How will you embrace parity right now? And I think teams in baseball, or executives in baseball, hockey, and basketball, and maybe even the colleges, the NFL, that doesn't matter, are all going to watch this and see, do fans really want parity? Because you got it. You have got the ultimate parity in the NBA Finals. Two of the smallest markets in sports are there. Will you pay attention? Or are you just telling everybody you want parity and you really want the Yankees and Dodgers?
Yeah.
Pacers going tonight as a 9.5-point dog.
Fair.
What say you, Mac Morey? You interested in this final? I mean, will you be more locked in on this or Jack Caglione on the Royals?
Oh.
Because you get one already in the day.
Yeah. If, since
you'll,
just, I get,
you'll be tracking the at-bats.
Since I get that, I'll have it on my phone. I'll still be watching. But yeah, since I have the earlier one today that I'll get to be locked in on, I'll probably have the Pacers Thunder on the big TV.
What time does that Pacers game start tonight?
8 o'clock?
Oh, shoot. You already have an hour and a half of Cags in the bank.
Don't the NBA Finals always start 8 o'clock, no matter what the series is, when it is, where it is? Yes, 7:30 it starts.
Okay.
On,
TNT. 7:45.
Yeah.
Because it's the NBA. Yeah. Man, I'm curious about what you just said, Bob. That is an interesting thought. I mean, do you think those executives would judge it by ratings?
Yeah, it's all about TV because that's where the big money is,
yeah.
right?
Well, then it's
nationally.
Then
anyway.
They're gonna see. Yeah, then I mean, it's they're gonna see that. No, they don't care about parody, I guess.
Yeah, like everybody wants parody in sports, and I get it. You want your team to be part of the parody, and if your team isn't part of the parody, well, you want somebody that's giving you a reason to watch, right? Oh, we want parody because we want the Royals to do good.
World Series
features. I was watching something yesterday, and they showed the 2023 World Series. I totally forgot it was the Rangers versus Houston. Mm. That was 2 years ago, right?
Jeez.
Those teams wanted parity because their teams got in. Did America want? I think it was one of the lowest-rated World Series of all time. One of the highest-rated World Series in recent memory, Dodgers versus Yankees. Gives you something.
So, my bet it was Wolves and and Mets.
In the conference finals. Yeah.
So, I think parity is a term that we use when we want our team to be in the postseason. And then if our team's not in the postseason, I don't think the American sports fan has the appetite for parody.
I do like this text, though. I think what people want is the little guy versus the big guy. This is kind of too much parody, and everyone wants to be the small city that beats Goliath.
I like that text, yeah. I do. No, I think that's fair. Yeah. You'd like terrible. To see Indianapolis take on New York or Oklahoma City take on L.A., and I know, obviously, but you would like to have something
or
like that.
Or if it was OKC versus Boston.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, that would have been... mega.
And even though OKC is the better team, people would look at it as an upset if they beat Boston because you beat a bigger market, you know? I think that's a good text. Yeah, we want parity, just not this much.
Give me one team here. I want chocolate, but I want the cake to be vanilla.
Yeah.
I want the cake to be chocolate and the frosting to be chocolate. That's
way too much parody.
No, but I'm interested because I do want to see these two teams. Oklahoma City's fun. The over-under tonight's 230.
Woo! I mean, yeah, these teams score, but yeah, the Thunder have the best. I mean, Thunder have the best defense in the league.
Can
that
the
is
Pacers
interesting.
Rebound tonight?
It's going to be a good question. They have size.
Shoot a lot of one and dones.
So 230 is like a 115-115 type of game.
That's high scoring.
That's high scoring.
Yeah, man. And 9.5.
So they think Thunder 120, you know, and Pacers 110 or something. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Vegas. That's what they're looking at.
What do you think? Over?
Or do you stay away?
I'm going to go under on tonight. I think they'll
it's
come out.
It's game one, too.
It's game one. There's going to be jitters. These are two good defenses.
And the other thing is, take it for what it's worth. These teams have been off a week. There's going to be rust.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And right. I know these guys love their rest in the NBA, but they're also routine guys as well. You've been playing every other day, basically, since April.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
19th, and now you've got an entire... Both teams have had an entire week off.
Will Siakam be on Chet? Or is that too small?
No, he'll be on Chet. No, it's not too small. He can do that. He'll be good at that.
That'll be a fun one to watch.
Like and I said earlier, if Pacers win tonight, we've got a great series. If not, it's over.
Is SGA and Halliburton, they're going to go one-on-one with each other?
Probably
they
not.
Offset that?
They'll offset it. Yeah, they won't let them do that.
I think I'm going under, man.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like the under, and I like 9.5. Call me crazy. I like 9.5, and I like the under.
No, and I don't hate your sweep take. I could see it going 6. I could see it being 4.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.